All right, that is Counting Crows with Mr. Jones. And my name is Alan Gygax. This is the Postal Stand-Up. I am here with Michael Brazemley.
Hi, everyone.
All right, and today we are going to talk about your 3996. This is the required form anytime you're going to need overtime or auxiliary assistance. And it is important to fill this out because if you go into overtime and you don't have a 3996 to go with it, then it is unauthorized overtime. You have an obligation to let management know that you are going to need overtime. So I got a question from a carrier who is delivering in Colorado, and he said, hey, the supervisor here doesn't let me know that what my DPS count is for the day. And so sometimes when I go out and see my DPS out on the dock, I realize that I'm going to have a longer day. What should I do?
You request a 3996 saying this is because of due to DPS, I need more time.
Right, exactly. So what if you already fill out a 3996 for, say, a half hour? Then when you see your DPS, you realize, oh my gosh, I'm going to need an hour, not a half hour. What do you do?
You need to do a revised 3996.
There you go. And you can always amend, revise, whatever, your 3996. Technically, you can revise it in the other direction too and say, oh, I realized I'm not going to need as much time. But you always have the right to revise your 3996. So in the first place, you're supposed to fill out your 3996 by, at the latest, by the final receipt of mail. If you're the regular carrier on the route, you've been doing it for a while, you should have a sense of how long it's going to take you based on how much mail you have. But you can always change it as conditions change.
M41 says to inform management when you get the final receipt of your mail.
As soon as possible, but no later than the final receipt of mail.
Which sometimes that doesn't happen until like you're ready to leave.
Yeah, that's right. In this case, like, it happens like with parcels, where the parcels aren't ready when you first clock in.
So, or you get the express late.
Or you get the express, or yeah, whatever it is. Like whatever that last thing is that's going to be the difference, that's when you need to fill out that 3996. But really, as soon as you know that you're going to need overtime, once you get a sense of how much you're going to need, that's when you fill it out. And you're going to let management know. So what about if you are out on the street? You get to, you know, say you deliver up and down a major street, and you get out there and you realize, oh my God, the whole street is closed for repaving. And now I'm going to need at least an extra hour to deliver all this mail. So how do you handle the 3996 then?
You don't until you get back to the station.
That's correct.
But you still have to inform management. And so therefore, on the scanner, you send a to inform management that, hey, I'm going to need another hour on this route.
Yep.
Okay. And that is your proof that you let management know.
That is correct.
Yeah. So I would take a picture with your cell phone or whatever you do.
Yeah, whatever it is, right? The evidence. So, yeah. And on the scanner, it's reasonable for management to have kind of the same questions as what they would on a 3996, like how much time do you need and why do you need it? And so you're going to turn that in on your scanner, let management know, hey, there's road construction on Diversity Avenue, and so I'm going to need an extra hour. And then when you get back to the station, then what do you do when you're back to the station?
Now you fill another 96.
That's right. You fill out that 3996. You put that in box K, the estimated work. You put 1 hour, and in box J, or vice versa. Right. Box K, whatever it is. Yeah.
Put your comments on there.
Right. You put the reason, that, you know, it was road construction on Diversity Avenue. Yep. And there you go.
And then you give that to management for them to initial it.
Right.
And if they refuse,
right.
Refused.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And make a copy for yourself.
Regardless, it is your obligation to turn in a 3996. What management does with it, you know, that's on them, but you have an obligation to inform them. Yeah. And if you go into overtime without a 3996, that is unauthorized overtime, like by definition.
Management can discipline you for that.
And this is why we always recommend filling out a 3996. Because let's say in the morning, you don't fill out a 3996. You tell management, hey, I'm going to need 2 hours of overtime today. I'm going to work right up to 10 hours. And they say, okay, no big deal.
I'm going to give you an example.
Okay, go for it.
From a phone call I've gotten from a different state.
All right, we're up on the time limit.
Okay, where I've had a carrier say, oh, by the way, we don't fill out 96. We just tell management.
I've heard that,
And I've told them many times, you got to fill out a 96 and request it to get the overtime that you need, because if you don't, one of these days, management's going to come at you with a discipline.
That is exactly right. And what's your recourse going to be? Well, mm-hmm. I told them, where's your paper trail?
And then the union's going to say, well, you were supposed to fill out 96.
All right, so that's what we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. For Michael Brazenly, I'm Alan Gygax, and we will catch you all next time.